Overcoming sadness and depression. Sadness can simply be explained as the state of not being happy, while depression as a state of unhappiness or hopelessness. We often experience these negative emotions when our expectations are dashed or when we realize that we have made some major mistakes. Depression can also be caused by the prolonged use of hard drugs like cocaine, etc. Sadness and depression can be experienced by anyone: pastors, judges, doctors, teachers, students, etc. Here are a few tips on overcoming sadness and depression. 1. Acknowledge your feeling. When we are feeling sad or depressed, it helps to admit these feelings. It's all right to cry in order to unpack these emotions. After, we must ponder over why we are feeling that way. There are many dysfunctional people walking around as though everything was fine. 2. Speak to someone about it. Start by praying to God. Hebrews chapter 4 verses 15 to 16 describes Jesus as the high priest who empathizes with our weaknesses because he was tempted in every way as we are, yet he did not sin. As such, he can give us mercy and grace in our time of need. Jesus understands the depth of our pain. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 is a prophecy thus described him and the suffering he experienced on the cross. It says the following in relation to the Messiah. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Besides praying, you can also speak to a trusted friend or counselor. Seek comfort from those who understand because they have come through the same or a similar experience. 3. Encourage yourself. In Psalm 42, the psalmist describes a rather sad situation. He had been crying day and night. He was being mocked by others. However, despite these, he realized that God had never left his side. He finally concludes the psalm by saying that he would praise God despite all that was happening. There is a parallel verse to this in Habakkuk chapter 4, verses 17 to 19. 4. Take time out and manage stress. When we are stressed, we usually do a poor job with emotional control, and our negative emotions like fear, anger, insecurity, or jealousy easily get the better of us. 5. Stop looking for affirmation in the wrong places. We must also accept that no matter what we do, there would always be people who don't like us. As such, we must surround ourselves with a positive small group. We must learn to affirm ourselves using the truth of God's word. It's easy to believe the deception and lies of the devil, especially when we are going through low moments. That is why it's important to renew our minds with the truth of God's word, and instead believe what his word says about our situation. When we feel unloved, we should remember that God loves us unconditionally and that it was him who sought us and not the other way around. John chapter 3 verses 15 to 16 and Romans chapter 5 verse 8. When we feel defeated, we should remember that Christ causes us to triumph in every situation. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. When rejected, remember that God accepts us as members of his family. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. Finally, remember that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. When it hurts so badly, oh, why don't you give it to Jesus? He can see your troubled heart. He can mend the pain that binds you. Jesus loves you so, and He wants you to know He loves you so. He's the healer of your soul. This is a song by Vine Song. It's available on YouTube at the link indicated. You may also want to read the article on mental health and joy by clicking on the links shown. Our scripture today for reflection is Psalm 42 and verse 11. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Shalom.